Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord has, when He ascended on high, gave gifts to men, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And these gifts are for the benefit of the people. But if you don't submit yourself to it, you won't get the full benefit out of it. You just won't. Keep on reading. That was verse 17. And in verse 24, He says it again at the end of the chapter. Salute all them that have the rule over you, and all the saints, they of Italy, salute you. So, this is between you and the Lord more than anything else. But if you don't know, if you're not sure, you need to get to seeking Him. Now, first of all, you need to bow your knee to His Lordship.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Because all of us are under Him.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And you need to remind yourself of that on a regular basis. I am not my own Lord. I don't run my own life. We had somebody, you know, kind of pushing us the other day about doing something. They wanted the church to do this or to do that or to let them do this. And I learned, thankfully, years ago, I don't need a reason not to do something.
Right.
I need a leading
yes.
to do it.
Yes.
So if you push me on something, my immediate standard answer is no. Because
right.
I don't need a reason not to do something.
Right.
I need a direction from the head
yes.
to do it.
Yes.
And I've had even fellow ministers get irritated with me and say, well, why won't you do this meeting with me? Or why won't you come and be a part of this conference that we asked you to? Or why won't you do this? And sometimes I've had to tell them, it's nothing against you personal. Brother, I like you. Aren't I your friend? I hope so.
Yes.
Am I not going to be your friend because I don't come to your meeting?
Yes.
I said, listen, brother, I don't do what I want to do.
That's right.
Why should I just automatically do
yeah.
what you want me to do?
Right.
So this is not as real to people as it should be,
yeah.
but if Phyllis and I are under shepherds,
yeah.
that's why I use that term, that's a scriptural term,
right.
under shepherds, what? A shepherd under the great shepherd.
Right.
If we're doing this right, we're not just doing these things around the church and the ministry like we want to, or our personal preference,
right.
our personal likes or dislikes. If we're doing it like we're supposed to, we're going to Him
right.
who's over us,
right.
who we're under. We're asking Him,
right.
seeking Him about it.
Right.
And then there's been numerous times. I mean, just this past week, I did about three things. Wouldn't have been my personal preference to do.
Right.
But I don't work for me.
Amen.
Right.
I have a Lord.
Yes.
Do you have a Lord?
Yes.
I'm not my own Lord.
Right.
I'm not directing my own life.
Right.
I'm seeking Him.
Right.
I also have elders
right.
that have been in this much longer and further than me,
yes.
and that God has ministered to me through them.
Yes.
And I greatly respect what they say.
Right.
Yes.
And if they call, man, as a usual thing, I'll go.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Unless the Lord specifically said something differently.
Right.
And he will say things and give you things through these people
right.
that He's put in your life as well. Because one of the ways you will never catch your elders is in experience.
That's right. That's right.
No matter how much you study,
Amen.
No matter how much you pray, they just got started before you did.
Yeah.
Right? And there's an anointing for that position that you don't have either.
Right.
And between those two things, they will oftentimes see things you don't see and see it in a way that you don't see it. And for your sake, the Lord will give them words and wisdom that surpasses them.
Right.
They won't even know why they're saying it, but it'll mean something to you.
Yeah,
right.
Yes.
Right. Right.
Right. So
But it'll be something you won't just get directly from the head of the church. You'll get from the head through the body part he told you to submit to and obey. Come on, can you see that?
Yeah.
And someone said, well, why did he do it that way? Ask him. But just be prepared for him to not give you all the answers on these things. A lot of times he'll just say, trust me.
Yes.
Trust me. Amen.
Yes.
And that's what all this is about. Why you don't see complete submission is because of a lack of complete trust. That's it. When you will immediately obey, even though you don't understand, you're trusting somebody. Aren't you?
That's right.
And the greatest faith is the greatest trust.
That's right. Amen.
And so that's what this man is saying. He said, when I tell my soldiers to do it, they do it.
Amen.
When my superiors tell me to do something, I do it. You don't go, well, how are we doing that? The Roman army was very, very disciplined.
That's right.
And that's one reason we've given this example of this centurion. He didn't get this job by being sloppy. He didn't get this job by questioning orders, by being defiant.
That's right.
Yeah.
Look, while we're talking, I thought of another verse. Isaiah 1, 19. You know it. You don't have to turn there. They'll put it on the screen for us. Isaiah 1, 19. Does anybody remember this one?
Yes.
If you be what?
Willing.
Willing. And
obedient,
you will eat the good of the land. Anybody like the sound of that, eating the good of the land? That's eating the good, wearing the good, driving the good, living in the good. Other translations say the best. The best of the land. Verse 20, though, goes with it. See, that wasn't the end of the statement. It was a colon there or something? Yeah.
Yes.
Verse 20. But if you refuse and rebel, you'll be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. If you're willing and obedient, good of the land. If you got an attitude, nobody can tell you what to do, you're going to be devoured. Ephesians 2:2. Just put that on the screen for us, please. It says, Ephesians 2:2. It says, in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is called the god of this present world. People try to tell you, God's in control, God's in control. No, God, our Father, is not controlling this world.
Amen.
I mean, people about fall off their chair when you say that. But how can Satan be the god of this present world and God be controlling everything?
Right.
No, it's because of man's sin and man's disobedience, and the devil rebelled against God, convinced a third of the angels to join the rebellion. That's amazing to me.
Yes.
Is it to you?
Yes.
But one thing, Phyllis and I were talking the other day, and I realized the devil invented lying. So these angels had never heard lying. Think about that. He invented lying. God didn't invent lying. Satan fathered deception and lying. And so it could be that these other angels, only thing they've ever heard is truth.
Wow.
And they're used to believing everything they hear. Anyway, the devil has breathed his spirit of rebellion and defiance and disobedience into the whole environment of this world. The spirit that works in the children of disobedience. And so you'll see it in a little one. I mean, can't talk good yet. But they learn this. No. No. And people laugh, but it ain't funny.
No, it's not funny.
It ain't funny. It's what the devil did. It's what caused their fall. It's what caused the fall of Adam and Eve. Yes. They didn't listen. They didn't obey. And now after almost 40 years of ministry, I'm convinced this is the biggest problem in the earth.
Amen.
You said the biggest problem? I believe so.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Won't listen.
Yep. Wow.
People that won't listen.
Right.
And if you won't listen to any men or women, you can write it down. You won't listen to God either.
Right. Amen.
Because through some of these people, He's talking to you.
Yes.
Or trying to. And I have seen, Phyllis and I, we've wept over it at times. You just know if people would listen.
Yeah.
And they'd make that change. And they'd stop that and they'd start this and they'd cut off those ungodly influences and get in some good influences, their life could be so much different. They could come out of the problems. God will forgive you of anything.
Amen.
He can fix anything.
Right.
If...
Obey.
If you listen to Him.
That's right.
But if you won't, you can get in a place where God Himself can't help you.
That's true.
And that's a giant statement.
Wow.
Why? Because He has ordained not to override your will.
That's right.
So He will protect your right to say no to Him if it destroys you, if it sends you to hell. He will protect your right to do it. But if you will have a humble heart, like the Master, He said, come learn of Me. I'm meek, lowly of heart. You'll find rest to your soul. And if you'll trust that when He tells you something, you don't argue.
Right.
You don't backtalk.
Right.
You don't reason.
Right.
You don't procrastinate for the next 5 years.
Right.
Come on, say it out loud. I'm under the Lord.
I'm under the Lord.
He is my Master.
He is my Master.
You're under Him. So when He tells you something, just because you totally trust Him, here we go.
That's right.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Well, why? We'll find out later why.
Right.
You say, right? How come this? We'll find out.
That's right.
But I know this, if the big thing you got to make sure is that it's Him.
Yes.
Right? That it's Him.
Yes.
But when you got that part, don't hesitate.
Amen.
Obey immediately.
Yes.
Obey unquestioningly. Without reservation, without hesitation,
right.
Obey.
Right.
And friend, when you do that, it puts you in a place, a protected place of power.
Yes.
Because under Him, now you can command the enemy.
Right.
And he has to obey you.
Right.
Bible said you resist the devil. What had happened? He will flee. He will flee from you. I'm telling you, I don't know if I'm saying it adequately, but the worst thing that can happen to you is to be disobedient.
That's true.
To be rebellious.
That's true.
To be defiant.
Right.
And all you got to do to be that way is just wake up in the morning and act like you feel.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.